I'm Kim Malcolm. Just east of the busy I-405 corridor is a lush green valley of well-kept fields. It's a farming outpost along the Sammamish River that's under increasing pressure. Farmers want to keep the land for agriculture. People in the wine tasting business say the valley should accommodate their industry's growth too, especially along a busy stretch of the Woodinville-Redmond Road. Reporter Lynn Thompson wrote in the Seattle Times about that debate. She told me how today's growth has been shaped by decisions on the urban growth boundary decades ago.
This was drawn as part of the Growth Management Act, and it's supposed to be a bright line between urban development and resource land. We will protect our open spaces, our forests, our agriculture land.
Why we look the way we do.
That's right.
So who supports a change in the zoning rules around this issue and why?
A lot of wineries and people who want to open tasting rooms, as well as some real estate and development issues. They want to be where the people are. And there's a lot of traffic on this road. It's the arterial between Woodinville and Redmond. There's a weird bit of zoning where there's a little island of Woodinville that's about a mile outside
the city limits, right?
Right down this very busy highway. And the people who want to reach the wine tourists think, well, what a great spot to be right here. But it's agricultural land. It's rural land. That's the conflict.
Now, I know this road. I've traveled it quite a bit. I live in the area, and it's just a narrow little two-lane road, and it has no shoulders, and you've got businesses on either side, residential homes as well. What do the people who want changes in the zoning, what do they want added to the roadway and to the valley?
Well, they think it's unsafe the way it is now. There are a lot of driveways that come out onto this very busy road. Right now, there are a number of tasting rooms, and you get tourists. Someone described to me the, you know, four women in high heels making their way from one tasting room to another tasting room with cars speeding past them. And
right, and they're on this gravel bank.
Right. It's not safe, clearly, for pedestrians, and it's not really safe for cars trying to pull out or make a left turn. So the people who envision this as being part of the wine tourism district want it improved. They want a wider road. They want shoulders. They want a turn lane.
So what do the farmers have to say?
Well, they're worried about all this development, more traffic, impervious surfaces, stormwater runoff, toxins, you know, from the gasoline and everything else that ends up on the road running down into the farmlands. Already one farmer has said the development above her property has rendered 5 of 11 acres too wet to farm.
You know, we've been tracking growth here at KOW for quite some time, and a lot of that gets expressed through increases in home prices. But it's not just home prices that are going up. Also, agricultural land in that area is shooting up dramatically in value. How is that connected to this debate?
Well, there's a speculation that the county, because of all this pressure for growth in the wine industry, will relax some of the zoning, particularly on this stretch that I think it might be about a mile between Woodinville, the city, and this little island of Woodinville that they call the Hollywood Wine District. And there's a four-acre parcel a little further south of this on the Woodinville-Redmond Road, 4 acres listed for $10 million. So clearly a farmer cannot buy that.
One King County council member says this is also a struggle for revenue between the county and the city of Woodinville. How does that factor in to this debate?
There are already about over 100 wineries and tasting rooms, and the bulk of them are located in the city of Woodinville. So they do get a lot of revenue for this. I don't think that's their motivation. And I think Woodinville is more concerned about losing the quality of life and the rural land.
You know, reading about this story, it reminded me we are an agricultural state. I think I'm like a lot of people. I like to drink wine. I like to eat cheese that's made from around here. And this debate is happening close to our biggest urban area in our state. What does this conversation tell you about how we see ourselves and what we want?
There's an increasing demand for locally grown food, for not shipping in our fruit from Chile or Mexico. And here's this, you know, beautiful farmland, this fertile river valley. More and more of it could be used for local food. But we have this very popular wine business, and people are saying, you know, well, we don't want to be in a warehouse. We want to be where you can see the valley, and we want to be outdoors. And that's the tension. And, you know, I don't think it's clear exactly where this is going to end up.
Lynn Thompson covers Eastern King County for the Seattle Times. She spoke about the debate over the future of a small chunk of agricultural land that's coveted by farmers and the wine tasting industry. A King County group is expected to come up with recommendations in the coming months.